I'm an eighth grader at Beacon Hill Preparatory School. I've attended Beacon Hill from 2011 through 2017 for 6 years. It has been a wonderful experience ever since my first day attending the school. Beacon Hill has not only been just my school, their family. My first day of school was in kindergarten in Ms. Coleman's class. I was nervous and excited stepping into the world at a new school. Who knew that I would be there for years? First grade is my favorite year at Beacon Hill. I had the best first grade teacher anyone could have, Ms. Yari Robinson. I could definitely thank her for the best year in my elementary days. Unfortunately, I don't remember much of second grade, but I do remember my teacher, Ms. Ambrose. Third and fourth grade was a big awakening for me. Third, I had a great teacher named Ms. G. The way she teach was different. It really changed the way I think. As I grew, I learned that every grade level is harder than the next because they challenge you. At first, I thought the work was too hard or I couldn't do it. But now that I look at it, challenging work is the reason why I'm telling you today. Fourth was a different experience, not only with education, but friends. I can say out of my years of elementary, fourth, I have the most memories, both good and bad. The best was being tenor drum captain in drumline. My fourth grade teacher, Mr. Russo, his class was extremely fun. Not only learning, but he taught us how to play chess, checkers, and etc. I remember most lessons that he taught in his class, which carried me on to middle school. Everyone has that year as a child when you would lose friends. That was that year, but as a human being, that's life in general. Fourth grade was over with, and now came fifth. Fifth grade was the hardest year at Beacon Hill. It was the work, and to know that it was only going to get more challenging made me realize life is not going to be easy anymore. Ms. Martin was one of my fifth grade teachers and the hardest on us. Even though fifth grade was challenging, I had a clear understanding when being taught. Personally, even though I was in the fifth grade, she was teaching me sixth grade work. I am thankful that she enhanced my learning because when I went to sixth grade, I was prepared more than I could ever be. Last but not least, my final year in middle school. Eighth grade was extremely different from any other year I had. Not education-wise, but daily life in class. My eighth grade teachers, Ms. Marshall and Mr. Allen, were good teachers when it came to the most difficult class in the school. No, it's not easy for them both, especially when it came to middle school students at Beacon Hill. I had many ups and downs this school year, but I made it through. It was different for me to be in a class with 7th graders all the time, but they made school interesting. It was really cool to do experiments in Mr. Allen's class, which is one of my favorite parts about his class. Ms. Marshall is one of the loyalest teachers because she stayed with us this whole school year after everything we put her through. I appreciate Ms. Marshall a lot for that, and I'm thankful to have her as a teacher. I can't forget all the special teachers and staff who keep the school in one piece, especially my favorite teacher, Dr. Lester. He has been here since day one, and I'm very happy he is still here. I can never say that I didn't learn anything from his class. My favorite part about eighth grade year was drumline. It was a disappointment to not know that the Super Bowl experience was going to be my last performance on quads due to COVID-19. Even though it was, I enjoyed the fun while practicing and playing the quad. And of course, I cannot forget Ms. Hyman, the director of the school, and Ms. Kadish, the principal of Beacon Hill Preparatory School. I love you guys so much, and I thank you, Ms. Hyman, for the best 6 years of learning and feeling like a home when entering this school. And I thank you, Ms. Kadish, for a great 8th grade year, and you're a great principal. Since 2020 is my last year being a middle schooler, I have a message for others behind me. School is going to go by fast. Make the best of it. I know every adult say this, but it's true. Focus on your work, then have fun later. Work comes first. No matter how challenging and stressful it gets, try your best and stay focused. Middle school years count a lot. Make sure you keep up your grades, especially 8th. What high school you go to looks at your report card, so therefore, you want to have the best grades possible. Don't let nobody run you over and don't be soft. It's okay to speak up or tell an adult you trust about something you don't like you're going through. One more major thing, your behavior. Just because you see one of your friends or classmates acting a fool, that's on them. Don't do it too. That's all, but overall, try to make school as fun as you can, even when it's not. Trust me, it helps. But that's all from Harmony Harrison, 2020, 8th grader. Bye-bye, Beacon Hill.
I wanna leave my footprints on the sands of time. No, there was something that meant something that I left behind when I